Pão, tique, pão, pão, tique, pão, 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 pão,
job there. My apologies if you hung out late with us last night, early this morning, I guess, whatever you want to call that. Then, yeah, you know, I moved some stuff around. I'd had to, of course, move all my equipment, that sort of stuff. And I forgot to set my mixer back up. So we're without that tonight, but not a big deal. It's still the Nerd Chat, and we're here. Of course, we run into other issues, like I did not have a button to broadcast the stream for whatever reason. Occasionally, YouTube gets entirely silly and does that to me. Actually, it's more of a Hangout thing, I think, than YouTube. But either way, it's still Google, and it still sucks. So we had to reset the stream, too. Yeah, horrible, I know. But we are live now, it would appear. On the YouTubes and simulcast over on Gun Channels. Get the link dropped for that because I like that to be present in the replay and then for anybody else that's out there. So, yeah, tonight we're gonna talk a little bit about giveaways. There's a lot of people. A lot of people do them. I know I do them quite regularly, you know, several different types. And so we're going to kind of talk about, you know, how to do those. What to even call those, some of the ins and outs and particulars that we need to take care of, and, you know, what purpose do they serve ultimately? And do you see any type of a benefit from them or, that sort of thing. Before we do though, let's, see over on the Gun Channel side here, Defo Zorro, which is Esparta. Don't like calling him Zorro, but I will every now and then. Looks like Zippy is over that way too. Mr. White, DT hanging out over that way. Yeah, cool. And then the YouTube side, jumping pretty heavy. Trauma Jock looks like is out there. Caleb, Jorge, or George in the house out there. Depo is out there as well. On an anti-federalist out there. Ed is back with us. Snob's wife out there. The doctor. Zippy's out there as well. Who am I forgetting? Not too many. I think Mohawk Boy was out there. I think I've seen him somewhere. So, yeah. Hopefully, notifications will get out there eventually. What's up, too, Hottie? And, yeah, we'll get some people in the room here. So, I think we got everybody back that was originally on the panel. I think we've got them all back in here now. So that's awesome. Let's run it through and say hello to everybody. And then we'll get started on our topic. Snob is with us. What's up, Snob?
Not much. Just thought this sounded like an interesting topic. So glad to get to jump in.
Right. And Mr. Rich, how are you?
Yep, doing all right. Can't complain too much.
Groovy. Patriot, what's happening?
Top of the world. Thanks for the invite. And I'm excited about this giveaway stuff.
Excited, he said.
Okay. I'm excited.
Well.
Or is that, this is the after show, so I probably shouldn't be excited.
Yeah, right. Yeah, supposed to be all mellow, not excited. Okay. Budget.
Shaking, man. Hey, thanks for the invite, Clover. Glad to be here on another Thursday with you guys with the special limited edition intro music.
I'm telling you, man, we're gonna have to maybe copyright infringement or something on that. That was entirely too realistic there.
I have skills.
I'm telling you, it's, some people have beatbox skills, but yeah, Ghost's skill there is a little bit different. G Webs is with us from Parts Unknown currently. All we know is that you're cold and it's snowing, right?
It was snowing on the other side of me, but yeah, it's definitely snowing in this state. But I've seen ghost karaoke, so I'm not surprised. But I'm just here for the giveaways. Thanks.
Right.
Do I send you my address, or you could use my, you've got my address, right?
Sure. Go use one of those Amazon drones. They'll find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all my stuff's delivered by the drone. So yeah, that's just the way I roll. Giz, what's happening, man?
Hey, not a whole lot. Thanks for the invite. Hopefully I'll learn how to do a giveaway tonight.
Well, you know, and I want to talk about your issue too, and I'm still not convinced that that particular entity knows what they're talking about. But yeah, we're definitely gonna bring yours up, talk about it, and how we might can avoid an issue. Ghost, welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm sitting here in my smoking jacket, sipping on some cognac and relishing in the 1,000,000 pieces of gold that Clover gave out in the pre-chat and other one. Had it only been live, you guys could have been there for it.
I know. That was that was rigged. We actually sabotaged the broadcast button on purpose. That way somebody in the panel could win that one. So
I only got one gold bar. I'm upset.
It worked out well. So,
And by the way, by smoking jacket, ghost means flannel, and cognac is a PBR.
Well, he could mean like with a smoking jacket.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. That would be Lone Star Light. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
If you're in Texas, you know exactly what that means.
Yeah, Lone Star Light. Yeah.
An RC Cola and a Moon Pie.
It's a flavored urine, basically.
Oh, RC Cola and a Moon Pie.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good, actually.
Yeah, I could go for that, definitely. So, yeah, let's jump on into this. What's a Dave out there says he downloaded Clover's Bitcoin. Okay, interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but okay, cool. I didn't know I had my own cryptocurrency out there, but yeah, the Leprechaun or something, I guess. Who knows? Anyway, there's Shark. I see Shark jumping in. How are you, Shark? So, I've been dealing with, first of all, I think the word giveaway comes with a lot of, can come with a lot of negative connotations in the way that certain regulations are written for certain states. As far as on a federal level, we're going to get kind of nerdy with regulations a little bit here. But as far as on a federal regulation, there's really not a whole lot going on there. But as a general consensus with each state, most of them, they do have regulations when it comes to lotteries, sweepstakes, you know, gaming regulations, basically, right? Lotteries, sweepstakes, gambling stuff, and what am I thinking? The other word, raffles. I was thinking, that's the big one. That's the one I've dealt with for years, raffles. So I know here in and usually the state's attorney general is who's going to handle that. So that would be who you would call or the site you would go to and kind of look that up. Now, when you're dealing with your channel, everything should fall within your particular state and what's going on there, right? So definitely be familiar with, you know, the specifics of your laws and regulations. As far as here in Texas, you know, in order to do a raffle, you know, that is, you got to be a nonprofit entity. There's very specific things with the way that, you know, the entries and the tickets are done, but that's basically going to be a pay to play type thing. When you're talking about a giveaway, there's usually some trade-off. In other words, you have to comment, you have to like, share, subscribe. It's some menial task of some kind, right? So, but with Gizzard, and we'll get to him in just a second, he ran into an issue on Patreon where they were claiming that he had a post up that violated policy, but then when you go and you look at the terms of service and the community guidelines, there was nothing there that really specifically addressed it. And there was a section in the FAQ there that went through drawings what did it go through? It raffles drawings and raffles giveaways and drawings, I think. And it used all of those terms. It made them interchangeable, right? And that's just simply not the case. So with what I try to do for the most part, and it particularly on Patreon, I'll do this. If you notice over there, with the different levels, and then when I mention it, if it's Patreon specific, I don't ever call it a giveaway. I call it a drawing. But then again, with Patreon, there's no commitment. Well, I don't want to say there's no commitment. If you're already a patron, right? Then there's nothing extra you have to do. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to do anything like that. So it is by definition a drawing. I mean, I literally draw prize winners from those on the patron list. Okay. Where it gets a little iffy, a little crazy, I guess, is when we get into the whole giveaway thing, right? Because again, you do have something that particular person is having to do to sign up. It may be give your email. It may be whatever. And I don't understand how Patreon can say that they have a problem with that and why they picked on Giz. And I've been looking into it and I still haven't really gotten anywhere with that. But other platforms are really okay as long as you have some type of disclaimer, something going on that says, hey, this platform is not responsible, for this giveaway or this drawing or whatever, right? It releases them. It says, hey, they're not a part of it. So something to keep in mind if you're doing things like that, wherever you're putting that on the platform, make sure maybe that you just put a little one sentence or something disclaimer in there.
I think it was the beef industry that put a claim against Gizzard Gary.
It's very possible. It's very possible. I really do truly think that in his situation, I think somebody just was being a butthole, honestly.
So where do you put this disclaimer?
Just in a description or the post or something somewhere. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just wherever you're laying out the terms of the giveaway, you know, or the drawing. If you say, you know, hey, we're going to have a drawing. The prizes are this, this, and this. To enter, you know, you need to do the following. Number one, do this. Number two, do that. Number three, do this. And then next, put this giveaway is in no way related to Facebook. You know, this is under the sole control of whatever your brand is or something like that, right? It's under the sole control of, you know, Patriot in the Dark. You know, Facebook assumes no liability, blah, 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 you know. And that's just a concession you're making, you know, saying that, hey, you know, this is not sponsored by them. They're not a part of this. They're not involved in that. So, you know, that tends to help. And that's why a lot of, a lot of platforms and stuff like that, they tend to stay away and they don't really enforce all of it that much. It's because, you know, there's really not a lot of liability, that can be had on their part.
Iraqi veteran got a strike in 2012 or maybe even 11 for trying to do a giveaway or whatever you want to. It does make a difference what terminology you use. But anyway, he got a channel strike back then that was an issue for him for a long time. So YouTube definitely has issues with giveaways. Like you said, though, you kind of talked about it briefly, but there's federal implications, raffles for sure, because yes, you're bringing in way more money than the item is actually worth, and there's no, like, you know, who's knows if you're selling 100 tickets or 1,000 tickets, and then it could be rigged or whatever. But I'm not so sure about the definition to between drawing and just giveaway. How was Gary? Well, I don't want to keep interrupting, but there's definitely some platforms hate giveaways.
Yeah,
there's never did one on YouTube because of it.
Yeah, YouTube, it seems to be okay. I mean, I've put mine out there and I do quite a few. But I mean, again, I make sure I've got a disclaimer there. I make sure that I've got, and the YouTube policy, if you go read through that, and I know I'm talking policy, and it, seldom do people go and actually read it. But if you go and read it, I mean, it lays forth criteria of, you know, you need to explain what's going on, explain the rules clearly. You know, you need to have that disclaimer, all that good stuff. It kind of lays out what you need. Gary's thing was weird because Gary wasn't really doing a giveaway. His just mentioned a giveaway. And I'll let Gary jump in here. Just tell your story, just Gary, to just kind of lay the foundation for that.
Well, the whole thing started on the YouTube side where I recorded a video and I explained that the giveaway was basically I had this plastic chicken and I was asking for everybody to name the chicken. And you did that by leaving a comment in the YouTube video, and you had to be a verified subscriber. And that was really all. You didn't have to be Patreon or anything else. Patreon had nothing to do with it. Now, once I made that video live on YouTube, I did put a link to it out on Patreon for my patrons to look at and stuff like that, and basically repeated the rules there. But you didn't have to be a Patreon member or anything to enter it. It had nothing to do with it. But once a week or so was up and I had enough entries to where I cut it off, then what I was wanting to do was to give my Patreon subscribers the opportunity to vote on the top 16 entries. So basically I put a list of all 28 of the submissions and said, if you guys could just send me an email with your top 5 entries, then we'll have a bracket once we've, you know, got our top 16 entries. Well, it wasn't but the next day or so after I posted that I got the email from Patreon saying I need to take all that down because of violation of their terms of service. And so it's like, you know, I went ahead and complied because you don't really have much choice but I did kind of protest saying, I'm not sure how this violates your guidelines. Would you please explain? And all I got back was a form letter. So I replied back to that and I got the same form letter back like 5 days later. So yeah, I'm not getting any response from them, but I don't see how. I wasn't doing it within Patreon at all. You didn't get to enter the contest by being a patron of mine. You got nothing other than you got to play along and help vote for my favorite names. I was just soliciting help, and I thought that'd be a nice perk for my patrons, is to give them the opportunity to pick the top 16 entries for the bracket.
Right. Yeah, there was no prizes or anything involved on the Patreon side of
it. I just basically, you guys want to help me out? And that's what I got in trouble for. That's what gets me. YouTube hasn't said anything.
Right.
And Patreon is basically nailing me for something silly that has nothing to do with anything. And that's what gets me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if it was, it's part of the problem. I mean, even if, you know, there was something, like I said, something there, you were just, you know, yeah, the giveaway involved everybody submitting a name, and then what you were just wanting was your patrons to narrow down that list of names, which had nothing to do with the actual giveaway or the prizes or the items. But even if it had been, like I said, if you go into the terms of service, the only thing it remotely mentions that could be tied to anything as far as a giveaway is if you're talking raffles or lotteries or something, and or sweepstakes maybe. But and that's talking about illegal activity.
But then, you've got people like Mac who gives away 2 free t-shirts a month and stuff.
Yeah,
like
No, I agree, because it's weird, because if you go to Patreon and log out of Patreon, if you're logged in, and then do a search for giveaway, holy crap at the number of search results that come back, right? Do giveaway or GAW. And do a search. And I did that, and it was like mind boggling. Right.
Right.
So, then I thought, okay, well, you know, there's nothing here in the terms of service, because, you know, that's not illegal. and there's nothing that specifically addresses it in the terms of service. So then I hop over to the community guidelines, and like I said, there is where they get really muddy about the whole giveaway thing. They interchange some names, like I said, from raffle to giveaway to drawing and back and forth, like they're synonyms. And it's like, whoa, hold on a minute. You know, you apparently don't understand how the law works. And then in your terms of service, you're saying you can't have any illegal activity. Well, you need to know what's illegal activity if you plan on writing community guidelines or something around that, right?
Right.
It's just the way it's worded is ridiculous. But yeah, so that's my understanding of, and that's what Gizzard went through. And then, like I said, that's my understanding of basically the legalities around things. You know, I guess it would be indemnification for the platform that you're doing it on. Make sure all of the rules and the criteria are laid out. No purchases or monetary exchanges involved, and nothing like, be really careful if everybody that spends $10 in the swag store, they get an entry into something, right? Yeah, that could be a little bit of a hairy situation. And then, you know, I think for the most part, you know, you would be okay. If you can call things drawings rather than giveaways, that helps too. We do that a lot locally with ours. We have raffles, but we call them drawings whenever we're putting them out there. So I want to run this, the topic through the room about, you know, issues, legality issues, things like that, that maybe you've had, or you've even thought about when it comes to giveaways. Snob, we'll start on your end.
Find this mute button. Well, I didn't realize that I needed to do all that because, like you said, I'm one of those people that probably didn't really read the terms of service all the way, because I just did a giveaway and did not put anything like that in there about the, you know, YouTube's not responsible for anything or anything like that. So it's good to know that I haven't had any issues, but I've only done one. So,
good deal. Rich, what about you? Have you run into any issues or anything maybe we're not hitting on when it comes to legalities?
Nothing I can think of. I haven't done any giveaways on YouTube or anything, so I can't really comment on that aspect of what their terms of service and whatnot says about it.
Okay.
But, if you're anybody worried about local, yeah, I would definitely check your state laws and see how it works. Here, I don't think there's anything that really matters as far as that's concerned, because you get people doing raffles and stuff all the time, raising money for different things without having any kind of certain, you know, any like permission slips or anything from the state.
Yeah, it falls on, I'll tell you how that works. I'm glad you brought that up, because I've seen tons and tons and tons and tons of illegal raffles, right? They don't seem to be the attorney general here anyway, attorney general's office. It seems like they're sporadic when they actually prosecute stuff like that. But when they do, it's a big deal. You're talking about a long drawn out ordeal. I mean, you can involve, you know, charges of organized crime and, can involve a lot of people, and, you know, dispersion of the money and getting the money back and how many counts of this, that, and the other. It can get really sticky. So, but that being said, really, and this is coming from the Attorney General's office here directly, they told me one time that really, unless they got a complaint, right, that most of the time they didn't necessarily look into it. And that's why you see people around here that hold raffles, or locally, I should say, that hold raffles that are not 501c3 corps, you know, and they're getting away with it. It's just because nobody, you know, has a problem. And then we had an issue where we did like a 50 gun raffle. Well, let me back up. We didn't do it, but somebody did. And there was a lot of complaints and the way all of that was handled and a lot of stuff, complaints locally. And it really worried me. I'm like, I'm hope they're doing this above board with the way the tickets are made out and all this other stuff, because you know, if somebody gets ticked off and they, you know, entered or bought a ticket, whatever, and they call the AG and AG looks into it, then, you know, they're gonna be in trouble. So, yeah, definitely be familiar, especially if you're doing stuff locally. Patriot, is there anything you got on that?
I got two questions, I guess. I'll just say them and then you can go off on them. The first would be if you already had a giveaway, say just like Snob did, would you go back into your description and add that just to be safe? That would be the first question, just as a backup so you don't get hit 6 months from now. Right. The other question is if you have, say, a GoFundMe campaign about, you know, collecting money for whatever, you know, hypothetically moving, and you have a, you know, a prize for somebody that, you know, one of the people that donate or something like that. Is that, would that, how would that work with
most states? YouTube? Most states, that is, you're receiving money.
Okay.
So yeah, most states, I mean, you got to be careful with that. Because you're not, there's not, trying to think how.
Where is that part of that platform, though? If it's a GoFundMe, I mean, that's pretty much the premise of that is giving somebody money.
Right. Yeah.
So, no, if you have customers and you give something away, you can do that. You just, the raffle part of it, from what I understand, like you say, talking to attorney generals and stuff, or looking at it's like a small phone book. I mean, when you say you get stuff from the attorney general, at least in Arizona, it's like a small phone book. By the time you print it all out, there's a lot of stuff to look through there. But it's the idea of a raffle where you're everyone's contributing like a $5, $10 portion, and then if the idea is that there's 100 tickets and you've got 1 in 100 odds, it's gambling. So it's like you know, you're right next to gambling. So they look at it, like Clover said, is organized crime and all this. It gets really crazy. Right. But on the other hand, if you are, let's say, a business and you've got customers and you say, you know, here's a customer reward or a loyalty reward, that's totally different. So if someone's doing from my understanding of it, if someone's doing a GoFundMe or whatever, you know, some sort of a crowdfunding campaign and people have contributed money and are, you know, there, I contributed money, I'm done. And then you say, hey, I'd like to say thanks to somebody, so I'm randomly going to throw somebody something for free. Nobody put money in expecting a chance at that free thing. It's not like there's a 1 in 10 odds that you're jimmying with, right? So from my understanding, if you have either provided a good or a service, or someone has donated and you haven't set up some kind of established thing, then that's good to go. You can just, anybody can give somebody anything. And as long as you don't put a bunch of qualifiers on it, like in order for me to give you this, you just have to sign into this or you have to do this or something. That's where I guess it gets gray.
Yeah. And it gets a lot into verbiage and stuff like that with the GoFundMe. And one thing that comes to mind, that she kind of provoked some thought there with me. And I've seen this, and I think I've even done this. I think I did this with, I don't remember, one of the crowdfunding things I did maybe last year. But I did get an entry for every $5. You know what I mean? That type of thing. When you do that, that puts a monetary value on the entry. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you get one, you know, you got an entry for donating, but that's different than, you know, actually putting a monetary value on the donation like that. So that can get sticky too.
Yeah, the guy that would be good to ask this to, he's not here though, would be Crazy Scotsman, because he runs these kind of giveaways all the time to raise money for CMAX and Ed USAF and a couple other people he's raised money for.
Yeah,
and last mission and stuff like that. He would be perfect to ask this question to.
Yeah. I mean, assuming that he is familiar. I mean, and then again, he's dealing, even if he is familiar, he's technically dealing with state laws and regulations that may or may not apply to somebody that doesn't live in that state too.
He could just be getting lucky also and not gotten caught or something. We don't know.
Yeah. Cause like I said, I can promise you once I became aware of like I said, locally in Texas and traveling around Texas, once I became aware of RAPL laws, I promise you that 75%, easily 75% of the raffles, you go to any fair or festival or whatever, and you probably know what I'm talking about. They have them in other parts of the country too. And, you know, at that fair or festival or gun show even, there'll be, you know, 10 tables set up, you know, selling raffle tickets for something. And I promise you that 75% of those, according to the Attorney General here in Texas, are not legal raffles. So, you know, it's pretty widespread. I'm not saying Scotsman is doing that. I'm just saying it's really widespread. And even if he is above board, that doesn't necessarily apply to all states anyway. So this is one of them things where everybody has to kind of do their own homework, like G was saying, with the AG in their state.
Yeah, definitely. You still want to look at your own local laws. I'm just saying he would have some more insight maybe than what we would, because, like I said, he that run those kind of things.
Right.
You definitely want to get into your local laws on it too.
Yeah. And I haven't had a problem either. I haven't had any issues. So it was, you know, the reason that I wanted to discuss this was because of what's going on with Gary. And then just, you know, toss around some ideas. Budget, let's jump to you as far as legalities or, you know, negative experiences or anything you've had as far as trying to run a giveaway.
I haven't had any negative experiences with it. Haven't run up. I guess maybe I've just been lucky with it. Although something that you said earlier about attaching a dollar value, you know, kind of brought a question to mind, because I was considering doing a giveaway or drawing or however I would want to phrase it, for patrons, where, you know, the first tier patrons got one entry, second tier got two, third tier got three, et cetera, just to kind of drum up some interest in over there. And I just wonder if that would raise some red flags if someone did something like that.
Now, Ellis used to do that when he gave away his goat guns.
Right. But did he? Did
$5 patrons got five entries and et cetera?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't. And I'm not saying that it would cause red flags or anything. That's personal opinion. I wouldn't do it that way. The way I do it with mine is, you've got the practical patrons, everybody that's basically a buck, right? So, you know, I definitely want to have a monthly drawing for everybody on that everybody can be a participant in with Patreon. So I have two different ones. And the way that I do is, instead of giving extra entries, I just have two giveaways. It's like, this one is for everybody. This one is for whatever level it is. I think it's the marksman level, the $5 level and up. It's just for those folks.
I was going to say the same thing. Is just the way that you're describing it with that structure and that hierarchy, just remove that and say, I'm going to give something away. Thank you for being a patron. And then for you people who pay, you know, who are contributing even more, I want to say thank you again, and I'm giving something away to you randomly. And now it's not like, you know, if you do this, you'll get this. Instead, it's like, thank you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's not if you are a patron, gotcha, you get this. It's, yeah, it's because you are a patron, I guess. Yeah. It's an after the fact thing.
Perfect. That's exactly, I think that's the most concise way, right? It's because you contribute, thank you, as opposed to if you contribute, then.
Yeah. Right. Because, and I think people get into that. I mean, you got people that complain about Yankees thing and his, you know, whatever, the friend giveaway or whatever, you know, and, you know, oh, well, I've given to him so many months and I haven't won anything. And I mean, so you've got people out there that will do things not for the support, but rather for the, you know, be it GoFundMe or whatever. But I mean, they're playing it like lottery odds. And that's a common thing, because that happens around here. We'll be selling raffle tickets, you know. And the goal is to donate to the kids and help the kids and support the kids. But if it's a gun they've already got, then they're like, oh, I've already got that gun. You know what I'm saying? You know, or I never win at those raffles. Well, it's not about winning the raffle. It's about something else. And then, you know, because you're going to be generous and help out, you could possibly win something, you know. Ghost, I'll let you jump in. You've been kind of over there a little bit quiet, but I'll let you jump in on legalities and then any issues you might have run into.
Here in Arkansas, you can do what you're going to do. I mean, there's really, you know, not that I'm aware of, because there's stuff going on all the time at schools and all sorts of stuff. So, I mean, I don't believe there's any, you know, raffle or giveaway laws that I'm aware of.
Be careful, schools are nonprofit, so they can do whatever they want almost.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, it's not just schools. I see them all over the place. I mean, there's, you know, you go out in front of Walmart and there's 27 different softball or baseball teams doing raffles and all that. And they're doing that in the middle of everybody. So I have to assume that if there was something illegal about it, Walmart wouldn't let them do a raffle in front of their store, you know? So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not aware of any laws.
Walmart here, and I mean, I can't speak to all, but Walmart has pretty decent uniformity. But the Walmarts here, yeah, anybody that pretty much wants to do anything in their parking lot, in front of their doors, you know, that sort of thing. It's pretty much got to be a legit call or whatever.
As far as giveaways, my problems, I've never had a problem. I've done a bunch of them in the last year and a half, and I've just gotten lucky for all I know. I didn't do a disclaimer, and I know I haven't I've done giveaways on Patreon, but I didn't do it any differently than I did on YouTube. You know, just, hey, come on by tonight for chat and we're going to give some giveaways out. You know, it wasn't promoting to raise money or anything like that. It was just, hey, come on, we're going to give some stuff away. So I've never had any problems, like I said, but I might have just gotten lucky. I'm not real sure.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. There's a little bit of a difference in between, you know, the putting it out there, the advertising of it, and it just being a thing where you come on the show and you go, hey, you know, while we're doing things tonight, we're going to do a couple of random giveaways, you know, the little impromptu. And the reason is that's more akin to door prizes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guess that's even when we were giving stuff away from Wanamaker, or giving stuff away from SHOT Show or NRA, you know, I guess maybe it was kind of more door prizes than it was we're having a specified show for giveaways. It was just, we're having a show and we're going to give some stuff away on top of that. So, yeah, right. I guess that might have been reason why.
Yeah, I don't remember ever doing a show that was just a giveaway show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, the only ones I've done with that were the private Patreon chats, and we've done stuff like that. But Once again, it wasn't to give away stuff. It was a private Patreon chat. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to give out some stuff while we're here. You know?
Yeah. It's a lot different than, hey, we're going to have a show, and then we're going to give away something every, you know, we're just going to continually give stuff away, whether you're asking trivia questions or whatever. Right.
Exactly. So yeah.
A little bit different. Well, I don't know what they're doing out there in the chat, but they're being a little silly. So let's switch gears. That was some of the negativity and stuff, I guess, surrounding giveaways. But what I want to talk about now, I want to shift gears a little bit. And talk about positives and how we can use drawings, or if you want to call them giveaways, that's fine. Drawings and things like that. You know, what are the positives as far as, you know, the way that you've used them? How do you view them? In what ways do you use them? That sort of thing. Ghost, I'll start on your end.
I'm absolutely sorry. I was saying that to my daughter. What was the question?
Oh, just as far as giveaways that you do, you know, what approaches do you do? What do you look to accomplish from it? You know, that sort of thing.
I mean, honestly, it's just a thank you. Whether it's a Patreon thank you or just doing a live show, it's a thank you for watching, supporting, you know, always being there. And that's basically, you know, it's a thank you. That's basically what all mine are.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I don't, you know, I don't do the fundraising. Hey, you know, they're going to get a gift. It's if I have stuff to give away, it's whoever's there in the room, it's a thank you type thing.
But some look at it too as a subscriber push or a, you know, a push to share or, you know, that type of thing.
I mean, you see those all the time. Yeah. I've never done that.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do, I think, without requiring a bunch from somebody.
Yeah. You know, my only worry, and I don't care. I mean, I haven't done it, and I know there's a lot of people that do it, and I think it's awesome, you know, doing for subscriber push for 1,000 subs or 500 subs or 5,000 subs or whatever it is. That's awesome. The only thing that I personally worry about is I would rather, and this is just me, so I'm not knocking anybody. So don't take this offense to anybody that does this, but for me, I just get worried that people are going to be subbing to the channel just to win something. As soon as they don't win, they're going to unsub. I'd rather gain subs slowly if I had to know that they're actually there for me than to win something. That's the only reason why I don't do it. But as far as doing that, it's not, it works, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Right. Gizzard, what about you?
Okay. What's the question?
Just the tactics that you use, what type of format do you use for giveaways or drawings or whatever? What's the,
I don't know if we want to hear from a criminal.
I know, right?
This is the first one I've done, so mm-hmm. You pretty much know.
He bases them on gun calibers. I mean, come on, 357 giveaway?
That was Sarge's idea.
So was this, you know, obviously the way you're doing this is getting, you know, kind of getting double input, and then they're having overall input into the channel, which is kind of an engagement thing. So is that kind of your...
It was kind of a copy over Sarge's contest where he had him name the eagle. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a take on that. That's where I got the and it was his idea. He saw me with that little chicken. He says, "Hey, you ought to have a contest when you and have him name your chicken like I did the eagle."
Right.
So that's where that all came from. Probably won't do it that way next time, folks.
Man. Right. And that's, you know, you never know. That's the thing. You never know how participation is going to turn out. You never know how things are going to go. I mean, there for a while I was doing a giveaway, after the Wednesday show, and it got to the point, I think we did it like three times or something. And then I literally had, it was decent response the first time, second time, not so much. Third time, there was literally like a default winner. You know, it was like the only one that did anything. And, you know, so with the whole giveaway thing and drawings or whatever, at some point it's like, okay, well, if nobody's taking part, then what's the point? And then you get to thinking, am I doing this the wrong way? Is there, you know, should I go about this some other way? You know, that maybe people will be more responsive to. So, you know, that's why I'm curious to hear the take on different approaches to these giveaways is, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, like kind of like you picking that up from Sarge. I mean, maybe we can all learn something from each other. You've probably done a lot of different things over the years. What's your take on, you know, why you do it and then most effective methods?
Actually, I don't. So I've never liked them. There's the issue with.
Well, I didn't tell you liked them. I said that you'd done them. I know y'all did the trivia thing, for example, was one. Daily Gun Show.
Oh, yeah.
Trivia.
Well, okay. So basically, I don't try to build audience. My audience happened, you know, over the years. I didn't ever try to grow it. But when back in the day, when other channels would do stuff like that, you know, like you're saying, 1,000 subs or whatever, or, you know, the incremental thing, what you end up, like exactly what Ghost said, people are going to show up as gimmies. And if I doubt they unsubscribe because they don't have that much ambition. So you do keep them, but then they're pointless. What's the point of having a number if you don't get involvement and if you don't get interaction? So I value the viewer, not the number count. I've never attempted that. So I've stayed away from them intentionally because I'm not interested in becoming some sort of a sweepstakes channel or something where then you have to constantly pursue a better, bigger giveaway or something. It's just never appealed to me. I'm not looking for a number. I'm looking for people that'll, comment on videos and just be involved in the community.
Right.
But as we were talking, I think, recollecting more, YouTube's thing is basically like they need everything spelled out. And if you think about something like on the cereal or something where they'll say, all you got to do is buy a box of cereal and you get a chance to win. Somewhere in the lawyer talk at the end of that commercial, they're going to say, no purchase necessary. Just write us at this address and you're entered. So that's the thing is if you put a barrier that requires some activity or some cost, that's when you have to have an opening. You have to have a way for people to be able to participate without doing that. And that's, if I remember right, that's the stuff that Google wanted to have like spelled out to the T. And basically, I assume there's some potential liability on the platform. Right. If like you were saying with Walmart, if there's somebody out there pulling a scam, Walmart could potentially be financially liable, right? So they're going to make sure that the people putting it out there are legit.
Well, but with Google, because we've talked about this before, but with Google or specifically YouTube, we talk about the, we talked about the Prager lawsuit against them. And then the defense that YouTube was using was that they're covered under the, I forgot what it was.
Like the whole platform versus content provider thing.
Yeah, the Communications Act of 92, or I don't even remember, something like that. And if they are, then they're not responsible for what you put up there. So, they wouldn't be held liable.
Well, again, I'm just trying to recollect, whatever their things. But anyway, to answer the question, I've seen people use them in the past as efforts to gain whatever, and either money or subs, and it's just never appealed to me. So I've steered away from it because the other thing you have to worry about is, let's say it's a raffle and you bring in money, like you're saying, for an organization. Well, if you're not an organization who's nonprofit and, doesn't have to pay tax and all that, you got to be paying tax on it. And that's why they're worried about that stuff. So even if it's something small, they're worried that you're bringing in thousands of dollars that's unreported and you're not paying tax on it. So again, I have enough stuff to deal with all that. I don't look for additional. And like I say, the result is like Ghost said, you get a bunch of people that are only there. They're fickle. They're only there with their hands out. Right. And I'm not looking to create a whole bunch of a pool of people that just have their hands out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I think it's better on an after the fact. That's post facto basis. Right.
Now, I guess on Patreon, when somebody's already financially supporting us, I'll do whatever I can to say thanks for that. And that's, I do that infrequently and randomly, not infrequently, but on a, it's not like, by being a patron, you're going to get this every week. Now, on the other hand, they structure it so that you can offer products. So if somebody's a Patreon at such and such level and every month you're sending them something, they're okay with that. I mean, that's how they structured their own platform. So it's really weird how they're going to ding Gary for basically just wording it differently than, their own system.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it didn't. Somebody didn't report that. It got flagged as some kind of a support desk or something that's not even contracted. I know that my internet, if I call after hours, I get some support desk and they're absolutely worthless. So, I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if it was a timing thing and they got dinged. But yeah, that's something I'm looking into. There's a lot of it that doesn't make sense like that.
Hey, I got a question for Gary real quick on his.
Yeah.
When you posted it on Patreon, was it public or was it patrons only?
It was patrons only.
So if it does get flagged, it has to be by a patron. That's even weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was me. I was mad because I didn't win the chicken.
Yeah. So that was the
chicken.
Well, and that's even stranger though, that it was, because if you read their community guidelines, it talks about the different tiers and stuff. And if you're going to do that kind of thing, then you link it to tiers and kind of like what G was describing just a minute ago. So,
well, I got a quick thought on that if I can ask it. Yeah. Do you think his could have been something to do with, because it wasn't a Patreon giveaway, it really had nothing to do with Patreon? I mean, they could have been kind of almost like
that's a jealous not the way the letter I got read, though.
That's an interesting concept.
It's revenue. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like,
I just thought maybe they're jealous because you're not trying to run it through Patreon.
Yeah, that would imply that somebody like actually took a look at the specifics of Gary's and he got two form letters. So I think we might just be trying to put logic behind like Clover said, just some kind of happenstance where, you know, you got kicked to the third level of support and all they do is kick out form letters or something and you're just kind of stuck in the gears right there.
Yeah, until you can get a higher up opinion or something like that on it, unfortunately. Buzzy, I'll let you jump in real quick on giveaways you've done and what you've done and what you wanted the outcome. You know, why did you do them? What were you looking at as far as an outcome, that sort of thing?
Well, I did my 1,000 sub giveaway, and it was, you know, primarily just a thank you for, hey, you guys are actually here paying attention to me blathering on about whatever I'm blathering on about. You know, I think that Ghost kind of hit it right where it needed to be in that maybe the after the fact thank you for being a friend, you know, thank you for your support, here's a little something back is probably the best way to approach it, because if you're going into it trying to get something out of it, well, you know, that's not really the kind of people you want to have to build a community with anyway.
Right.
That was I saw one about last week, and it wasn't a gun community, it was another niche that I dabble in over on YouTube, and a guy was doing a 10,000 sub giveaway, and he was at like 6,200. And I was like, holy cow. I was like, okay. Wow. He's trying to get 4,000 subs pretty quickly there.
I'm fixing to do my 10,000 sub giveaway next week, guys.
I'm giving away stuff. Man, it's subs don't matter anymore. It'd be cheaper just to buy them at this point. But yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Patriot, as we get down toward the end of the panel here, I don't know.
Bottom of the barrel.
What you guys have already done as far as giveaways, but I know that you're probably thinking about them. So, you know, we can work in the abstract if we need to.
You're just too big. You don't even know I have a giveaway.
I know. I just can't empathize with the little man anymore. It's horrible.
Anyways, my giveaway is different. I did a limit as far as give me 50 videos, not a time, not subs. That's nothing that I really even, I'm not concerned with. It's more to get, you know, you sighted guys into doing something a little bit different and get you guys thinking a little different. So it's more of the participation, because you know it's you have to do a video, you have to be blindfolded, you have to do things, not just, you know, the difficult part isn't taking it apart, putting it together. Anybody can do that, you know, with your eyes closed. It's the describing it and understanding how to describe it, not, oh, you put it on this side, you know. Anyway. So hopefully it helps out the community more than, you know, I mean, sure, it'll help me out because everybody will go, whoa, there's that crazy blind guy. But,
right,
you know, that's why I'm doing it. It's not for the subs and stuff. So mine's geared a little different. I mean, even when I talk about the giveaway, it's, you know, I'll either pick it or it'll be random. But you don't know if it's going to be random, so you better do a good one. You know, so I'm putting it back on them to really think about it. Right. So, you know, and I said, it's a range bag. You know, it could be a grocery bag for all they know.
Right.
Just depends on how good it is.
Right.
But that's after the fact. It's not that, you know, I'm, you know, I didn't show them anything. There's no details. So I don't know how that's all. I mean, but I'm a rookie, so I'm just throwing it out there.
Right. And that's kind of cool because once it's said and done, there's something out there that's lasting.
Yeah. You know? And you know, the big thing with it is, you know, anybody that's not doing the videos, you know, replies are gathering all the ones that everybody else is doing and putting them in a public playlist. That can just sit on their channel. They ain't got to do nothing with it. They don't have to really do anything. I mean, they can go to somebody else's and basically link all those videos that somebody else has done the work on and put it on their channel. And, you know, they're participating as well. But then it puts all that extra stuff out there for G's robots.
Right. So. Gotcha.
I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, it's probably not something that's, you know, can be sustained, or I mean, I can throw out all sorts of things, but
right,
you know, it's more of a and I did it for, you know, there was no time limit. It's more depends on how motivated you are. It could be, you know, months if you guys are, you know, don't realize I have a giveaway and just totally blow it off, Clover. You know, but no, and I know everybody's busy, and that's why I did it. You know, 50 videos, you know, that's a big number. But is it? You know, when you got, you know, there's 50 people out there watching you right now, probably. You know, if they just do one video, you know, take it apart. It's easy.
Right.
Piece of pie.
Yep. Piece of pie. Rich, let you jump in here. I know you say you hadn't done a giveaway yet, but probably thinking about it a little bit. So, given any thought about what the best approach would be, what you plan on doing, that sort of thing.
Well, I've been thinking about doing one once I find where, since we moved, all my swag stuff got packed up. So I got a couple patches that I can give away that, because as everybody here knows, I'm not a Glock fan. I think I made that abundantly clear by now. So I got a couple of Glock patches once I find them and a Glock sticker that I've been thinking about doing some kind of giveaway stuff with. But it's not going to be for subscribers. It's going to be at random on one of the shows on Sunday night. So if you're not watching over on another media, you never know when I might be giving something away.
All right. There you go. Gustav, what about you?
Well, as you know, I just finished mine. But next time, if I ever do another one, I'll probably do it totally different just because, I don't know. I tried to do mine as, you know, I waited till I hit the 100 mark, and I wasn't trying per se to gain subs, really. I was just, I don't know how to put it. I was really more doing a thank you and giving useful stuff.
Right.
And I wish I hadn't done the VR thing. I wish I'd have just done a comment thing after the fact. But, you know, you learn just because I wasn't trying to gain a subs from it. And my whole deal with my VR was just, you know, make a statement about the Second Amendment, why it's important, not, you know, tell somebody to come subscribe me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the least they've got to do, the better, you know, a lot of times. And that's me. I'd rather do an after the fact, you know, after the 100 subs or 500 or, you know, whatever interval it might be. I'd rather do that. And then it looks more like a thank you that way, I think. Then you're trying to buy or bribe, maybe subs. So, yeah, there's the bad and some of the good, and I guess a few ideas on what we can do as far as giveaways. Yeah, I think we're gonna get out of here for Thursday. Looks like. We started late, but we've been going about an hour now, so we're all good. I'll run this one backwards through the room one last time for plugs and whatever else you need to get off your chest. Maybe Snob, we'll kick it off with you.
Man, thanks for having me. Enjoyed the chat, learned something new, and I'm not doing a show this Saturday night because I've got other things to do. So I'll be around. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Rich, what you got?
Well, I just mentioned we got this week Unloaded over on Unloaded Media, 8 o'clock Eastern. on Sundays. That's 9 o'clock for you weird Central Time Zone people. And I got the Unloaded Media _ Rich White over on Instagram. And again, if you're interested, check out Crazy Scotsman stuff or the charity stuff that he is doing. He keeps saying he's got something big coming up, and if Scotsman's got something big, it's going to be something big. The man just gave away his own personal Smith & Wesson Model 19 in the last giveaway he was doing.
Right.
So, you know, he doesn't just say he's doing something big. If it's going to be big, it's going to be something big. And he said that it's going to probably be something to do with reloading. So who knows?
Good Lord. And he's got some nice reloading equipment, so it makes me wonder if he's not going to give some of that up, because he will do it.
Oh, yes, he will.
Patriot, what you got?
Well, thank you for having me. I am a little guy, and yes, Scotsman did do a video response to my giveaway that I mentioned just a little bit ago. But yeah, just check it out. That's the thing I got going right now. You know, do a video, find the videos, put them in a playlist. You know, just and think about it. You know, listen to some of the other ones and see what you think about that, and see if you can change it, and you know, just get more involved in it. And that's what it's all about. And thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for jumping in. Budget, go.
Hey, Clover, thanks for the invite. As always, love the show. Be sure to catch me tomorrow on my channel, Budget Guns and Gear Reviews, for the Right of the People, where we use the first to defend the second. That being said, next Friday, not this Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday, I will not be having the show. I will be at the Pathfinder School in Southern Ohio with Dave Canterbury taking his basic survival class. So there will not be a show that night. Maybe if I get some reception down there, I don't know if I will. I might go live a little bit from my phone, but that'll be about it.
All right. That could be cool. G, where are you? Where are you headed next, I guess?
Somewhere west. But, dude, that's cool. That's going to be a cool class with Dave. That's I'm looking forward to your review of that. I'm glad you're able to do something like that. That's pretty cool. But I'm coming up on 500,000 subs, so I'm going to do a raffle. I've got this little plastic goose, and I'm going to ask you to write the name that you'd prefer for that little plastic goose on a $50 bill and send that to me. And then I'm going to have my Patreons decide which one is the perfect name. So I think I've mastered this whole giveaway thing.
I think that you get to name the goose. You get to name the goose Maverick, just cause.
It would be really funny too if G Webs got away with that and Gary didn't.
Well, he's a big deal and I'm not. So,
oh, well, I don't know. I don't know that necessarily plays into it if you get arbitrarily caught up in algorithms and other things.
Algorithm.
What you got going on?
Algorithm. No rhythm.
Right, that's why. That's
well,
funny.
Sometime this weekend, I would like to have my 357 subscriber celebration. I did not say anything about any giveaways, contest, raffles, or any otherwise. It's going to be a celebration when I can get everybody together. And I see that Gunsnob's given up his time slot, but I'd kind of like to have him in there. So I have to figure out when we can get everybody together.
I might can jump in just from my phone. I just won't be home on my computer.
Okay, well, I may take your time slot on Saturday then and schedule it for then.
I'll rent it to you, $50
I've
an hour.
Got a bracket already printed out. I've got my top 16 names, and we're going to name a chicken. It'll be fun. That's about all I got. Thanks for the invite.
You bet. And Double A dropping down the $5 out there. He says, please tell all these guys that they have to make it to next year's Creator Summit. It was awesome. Seen a lot of the pictures. I'm sure it was. We'll see how things go. If it was a little bit closer.
What are we talking about? Which Creator Summit?
A big deal. The one that Armament Naxos, I think Tyvin out there put on. Where was it at? Maybe they'll say Budget may know. It was close to him, I think.
Yeah, it was at Thunder Valley Precision in near Kimbleton, Ohio, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was Ohio.
Never even heard of it.
First year, they just started it this year. So hopefully it'll be an ongoing thing. Let's hope. And then eventually we can, plan for it and all that good stuff. Ghost, what you got?
Okay, yawn. Sorry. Long day, long week. But no, thanks for having me. Just once again, try to get to a range, become more proficient with your firearm, take someone new with you, introduce them to the fun and exciting world of firearms. And while you're there, turn your camera on. And thanks for having me, buddy.
You bet. And with that, I want to say a big thank you to everybody out there that hung out for the nerd chat tonight, that talked nerdy. Still quite a few hanging on, which is always amazing. Every Thursday, it amazes me. We'll be back tomorrow for Fire Friday. I'm going to throw out the same plug and request that I've done for, I guess, the whole week now, and say that we've got Walther on Fire Friday tomorrow. So, set some alarms. The YouTube notifications, you know how those can be, so forth, so on. Every phone since early 2000s, probably, if not earlier, has had an alarm on it. So maybe set your alarm that way you remember. And if you can help share that, I would certainly like to make a pretty decent showing out there for Cody from Walther, who's coming on. So
who is this Walther that you keep speaking of?
Walther.
What's the giveaway?
With an H.
Yeah, but if we share your file, what do we win?
We're going to give away. Okay. I'll make a promise to everybody right now, okay? If we can break 1,000 viewers during the Walther show, then I could probably arrange to give away a gun. Just saying. But I really don't see that happening. But yeah, it should be a good one regardless. I've really been looking forward to it, and then hopefully, it'll kind of give them a taste of what can be done on these platforms. That's what's interesting about the dealing with these companies and the Friday night show. A lot of them, even larger companies and companies that do have a social media presence, they just don't utilize it like we do. So there are things we can offer. With that, we are out of here. We're going to get us some going. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.